Full Metal Jacket is director Stanley Kubrick's new film about the war in Vietnam. It's his first film since The Shining, which was released in 1980. The screenplay for Full Metal Jacket was written by Kubrick, along with Michael Herr, author of the Vietnam novel Dispatches, and Gustav Hasford, whose book The Short Timers was the basis for the movie. Our film critic Stephen Schiff has this review.
Full Metal Jacket is a failure, but it's a very smart failure. So smart, in fact, that it may leave most of its audience in the dust, dazedly wondering what just hit them and why. The movie's divided into three chapters: a long sojourn in a Marine boot camp, a short midsection about the beginnings of the Tet Offensive, and a harrowing, beautifully shot final sequence amid the ruins of Hue, in which an American squadron is almost destroyed by an unseen sniper. What connects the parts is the brutal education of Private Joker, played by Matthew Modine, who gives an unexciting but quietly competent performance. In the first and best sequence, we watch basic training turn him into a lean, mean fighting machine at the expert hands of a drill sergeant, played by the real-life ex-drill sergeant Lee Ermey.
Anybody know who Lee Harvey Oswald was? Private Snowball.
Sir, he shot Kennedy, sir!
250 feet. He was 250 feet away and shooting at a moving target. Oswald got off three rounds with an old Italian bolt-action rifle in only 6 seconds and scored two hits, including a headshot. Do any of you people know where these individuals learned how to shoot? Private Joker.
Sir, in the Marines, sir!
In the Marines, outstanding. Those individuals showed what one motivated Marine and his rifle can do. And before you ladies leave my island, you will all be able to do the same thing.
That's a darkly funny scene. In fact, the boot camp sequence is expertly handled. Director Stanley Kubrick wants us to see that the military system is turning these young Marines into efficient killers by twisting their sexuality. They learn to call their guns by their girlfriends' names, and every soft or compassionate or caring impulse is pummeled out of them until only the aggression remains. To understand what Kubrick's getting at in this movie, you have to take seriously the line they're using in the film's ads: Vietnam can kill me, but it can't make me care. To Kubrick, it was that very attitude, ground into every soldier from the moment he entered boot camp, that defeated America in Vietnam. We were cynical, uncaring death machines, which made us no match for a nation truly committed to a cause. In Full Metal Jacket, we soon discover that all that hard Marine Corps masculinity can be defeated by a single powerfully devoted warrior, and it doesn't even have to be a man. That's not an unintelligent message for a Vietnam movie to purvey, but it's not exactly fresh news either. In fact, a lot of the material in Full Metal Jacket feels like nicely photographed old hat. Even the long-awaited climax will look disappointingly familiar to anyone who's seen Apocalypse Now. But that isn't the worst of it. In order to make us feel anything about what's happening in this movie, Kubrick would have to involve us in his characters. And like most of his films, Full Metal Jacket has none. Stanley Kubrick may be the most misanthropic major director the movies have ever seen. He doesn't seem to like people. And when his movies are about a world of madmen or machines, like Dr. Strangelove or 2001, that can be effective. But if you're telling a story about how the military dehumanizes, it helps to have some humans on hand to dehumanize. And that's Full Metal Jacket's big bugaboo. The dialogue is so stylized, the humor so clipped and black and metallic, and the message so poundingly pervasive that there's no room to get to know anybody, not even a little. Full Metal Jacket has sound and fury to burn, but you'll listen in vain for the simple beating of a human heart.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for Vanity Fair.